This is a HeadGum Podcast. Greta, today's episode of Lady Levin is brought to you by Carbon 38.
I love that.
They are an amazing performance fashion e-commerce site that curates brands that blur the lines between workout wear and street style.
We love blurred lines.
Who is this perfect for?
Jilly. It really is.
That's exactly who I was thinking. They have thousands of styles, you guys, offered in athletic, ready-to-wear, footwear, and accessory categories. They carry the most progressive brands, and they also design their own private label that is not available anywhere else. So their signature collection is made of activewear fabrics for performance, functionality, and fit. And I own some of their stuff, and it is really cute.
We love that.
It's perfect for yoga. It's perfect for like high intensity exercise.
We love working out. We love looking cute when working out.
100%.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't look cute when working out in Lady Lovin', but now with Carbon
38,
I'm going to look really, really cute.
You're going to look fly all the time. So also what's really cool is that there are free returns within the U.S. I shop online all the time and I always have to return something. And I really prefer to shop from companies where you can return stuff for free.
I love that.
Makes it so much easier. So, you guys, Carbon 38 offers new arrivals daily from the top luxury performance fashion labels. Just go to carbon38.com and use code LEVIN for 20% off your order. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, for 20% off your order, just go to carbon38.com and use promo code LEVIN, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout.
Hello and welcome to Lady Lovin. I'm Jilly Hendricks. I'm joined by two beautiful bombshell blondes, Lo Bosworth, Greta Teitelman. They're bombshells.
Hi, Jilly. Hey.
In the brain department, brain bombshells, and beauty bombshells.
Whoa.
You guys are double bombshells.
Thanks.
I feel like we are.
I do too.
Yeah. Lo is giving me a great look today. She's really embracing streetwear. She's got a black sweatshirt, hooded sweatshirt on, a choker, and black cashmere leggings.
Oh, yeah. The cashmere leggings are cute with like a slight sort of distressed cashmere legging.
Well, the hole in the leggings is not on purpose. My old dog used to bite these leggings when he was a puppy.
So cute.
But I'm totally pulling it off. But I have to wear black underwear with these pants because there's also a hole right on my butt cheek.
Well, I didn't know about all these holes. Now you're ruining my fantasy of this outfit by describing all the holes in
them. They're just like little... It just looks like a little distressed cashmere moment.
Oh, so they're not.
They're cute.
Real
holes. I do look cool. I look cooler than I normally do. Except
you
I'm
always
just,
look cool.
I'm actually really like physically hot today because it's like.
Do you have a shirt underneath this?
No, I don't even have a bra on.
Oh my god, girl!
I'm really slumming it today, guys.
Girl,
I think you look hip. Hip.
Thank you,
Jilly. You know what you've had for a long time?
What?
Bags under my eyes?
That we haven't been able to talk about.
What?
Your haircut. You cut it a while ago.
That's true.
Yes.
You know, this is what happened. It was my birthday, and the girl that cuts my hair comes to my house, and I really needed a trim, but she kind of looked at me and was like, listen, you've got a lot of damage on your hair from dyeing it. Like, if we just get rid of all this dead stuff, it's going to be so much healthier. So I kind of was like, sure. And she presented it as a cleanse, like cleansing my past.
It looks great.
And when it was presented as a cleanse, I was like, okay, it can go. Time to move on.
I would like to talk about how we're all moving into the fall season and what we're all doing individually to like better ourselves, detox. I personally have a lot of hobbies I'm exploring because I guess
like
this
what?
Will,
what are
these
hobbies? Hobbies?
What are these this hobbies?
This episode will be out the week of the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this will be my first week back in New York full time.
What
so,
are your hobbies?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What's more on
so
that?
So over the summer, I realized that all I do is work and see friends sometimes and watch Netflix. And so I really needed to get some hobbies.
Like what? Are you like crocheting?
No, I'm not quite crocheting, but my hobbies moving forward are Okay, this is all about like new New York for me. So one thing I would like to do is go to one cultural event a week in New York. So I downloaded the Time Out New York app on my phone so that I can be hip to what's cool in the city.
You know, I used to be, my shows were always in Time Out New York.
I love that.
When I first moved to New York, I went to one cultural thing a week. I went to a museum one night. I know, it's a great idea. When I first moved to New York 6 years ago, that's what I did.
Yeah, so anybody is invited to join my Culture Street Gang. Like, if you want to come with me on cultural events, just slide into my DMs. Maybe we should create a culture club. The culture club!
Do it.
So that's one thing I would like to do. The next thing I would like to do is to start cooking more things that take a really long time to, like, get to where they need to be. So I am interested in doing a sourdough bread, and I have to get a sourdough bread starter. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also interested in making my own yogurt and then also doing kimchi. So I'm, like, super fascinated with things
fermentation
that are fermented.
So essentially,
then, like, long-term cooking.
Mm-hmm. So essentially you want to open up a grocery store.
No. I want to commit myself to some long-term food projects. I'm also interested in things like pickling and making jams.
Very easy.
Just things that take a long time to be ready and that I can just kind of like stock my fridge with. I think it would be really fun.
I'm loving
very easy.
I'm loving the visualization of all of this.
I know, right? And then the next thing I'm interested in is I'm interested in sort of getting a different kind of wardrobe going, not necessarily so much in like the style or whatever, but the quality of the clothes. I really would like to start shopping more vintage and secondhand, and I have already started to do that all summer long. And Jilly has seen some of the stuff I got, and I think that she approves. And Greta, you're both the style masters. I'm trying to purchase stuff that has more like long-term viability instead of just like a dress from Zara. You know what I mean?
Well, Zara, yeah, I think that that's good. I mean, look, there's so much clothing to be purchased secondhand and vintage. It's crazy. And like if all of us just became vintage secondhand shoppers, we would reduce so much waste that occurs in the world.
It's so much better.
The Real is my favorite place. I buy all my clothes there now. They opened up a shop in New York, and I literally
have one in LA too.
Yeah, I heard they have one in LA.
The only place that I buy clothes and everything is at the Real. It's just there's no point in paying all of that money. And it's fun to resell. And like then when you buy it, it doesn't feel as like precious of an item. And then you can sell it back. I like that whole process.
I've been in there a lot. And Dustin works there.
Yes.
Dustin run that shit.
He does. I mean,
I think I talked to Dustin today.
What? You did?
Yeah.
About what?
I didn't know that Dustin's your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Side note.
Yeah. Dustin is great Greta's guy. Good friend.
Love him.
Well, shout out to Dustin. He's very helpful.
And he's great.
Well, I love that.
So that's some of the stuff that's going on in my personal universe.
And hobbies important.
Hobbies and et cetera. Hobbies and et cetera. Hobbies, et cetera.
We love hobbies. I love a hobby. I think hobbies are great.
I'm just trying to get off of my cell phone.
I know. The phone is a real sucker.
It's been driving me crazy, especially I've been home in Laguna the past couple weeks because I was essentially without a home. You know, I had to move out of my house in LA and wait for my stuff to get cross country. And so I've been doing a lot of time on my cell phone because I've just been hanging out solo, honestly, for the past couple weeks primarily. And I'm just desperate to throw my phone out the window.
Yeah.
The phone's bad.
It's bad. Your brain turns to mush. I know. I actually start to feel it in my body. You know, I'm like, I'm just compulsively looking at this thing.
I know. It's really terrible. It's just like such an instinct. You know it's in your bag and it like calls your name. It's terrible.
One thing I always do is I keep my my cell phone in the other room, so it's never in my bedroom. But I also,
it's so bad to sleep with it on your nightstand.
I know. So I keep it in the other room. And then I also have been practicing not using it like an hour before I go to bed. But
that's nice.
I've been watching TV, which is odd because I don't ever watch TV. But I've been trying to use that as like a way to relax a bit before I go to sleep because I feel like it's like I'm on my phone. I'm working or like I'm coming home from something and there, I don't give myself like an hour of time like in my home before I go to bed.
Right.
I think that's fair. I know a lot of people who are like, don't watch TV before bed. But for me, my mind races all day long. And if I do not zone out with the TV, I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah, it's hard.
The TV actually turns my brain off because I can stop thinking.
Yeah, I watch Great British Bake Off before bed, and it, like, gives me really nice dreams.
People love that TV show.
It's a fabulous show. It is such a good show.
I'll tell you guys what I'm working on for the moment.
What?
I'm working on letting go of anger. And
good.
Having better conversations with my friends and lovers and all of that. Because I feel like... because I've been burned so much in the past that I carry that with me. And with my last relationship, you know, I feel like I've held on to like so much anger. And it's also built up anger, I think, from past relationships on top of it. So I'm just trying to actually be content and like, you know, I hate using the word being in the present moment and all of that. But, you know, it really is all the past and you really don't know the future. So it's really important to try to figure out how to be okay in the present. And I think that's something that I've always struggled with. So like my biggest things now, I've been listening to like tons of podcasts. We're on a podcast clearly, but podcasting, I really honestly, I think it's so amazing for mental health. Just hearing someone else's perspective, getting their opinions on life, you know, learning different tricks. That to me, I've been listening to tons of podcasts. Like even, you know, CEO podcasts, How I Built This, you know, just finding different entrepreneurs that I admire and listening to like how they live their lives and seeing if I can take any like tips from there, because, you know, usually it's very efficiently. But I think letting go of a lot of anger and trying to have better, I guess, better relationships, even if they're not the relationships that I want, you know, like obviously with someone. For me, when I've gotten broken up with in the past, I'm like, I don't ever want to see this person again. I don't want to deal with it, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of like it is what it is. And I can either be angry or I can try not to be angry and try to accept it and, you know, just go on the path that I'm supposed to go on for my life.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's interesting is that your experiences totally shape who you are, right? From everything from like your childhood to the last relationship you were in. And when you behave in a way that negatively affects your life, you're like fucking up the potential that you have in the future. And so I think having the awareness of being able to let go of your anger or whatever it might be, for every person it's different, whatever they're like issue is. I'm not saying you have an anger issue, Jill, but you know, like whatever it is that you're trying to work on, being able to gain the perspective that you know, you should try to be more open to a different way of life, I think will lead you down a more positive path.
Yeah.
And actually allow you to take advantage of all this great stuff that's happening to you and use it to your benefit instead of, you know, mucking it up with, you know, the bad stuff that's happened to you in the past.
Yeah, I think I have I hold on to a lot of internal anger. Like, I don't think I'm outwardly angry I wouldn't think that I'm mean or malicious, but I hold on to a lot of like anger and hurt from people and that have wronged me instead of just kind of being like, that's that situation. And, you know, there's nothing I can do to control that. I can only control me and how I want to move forward. So that's something that really I've been working on. But it's interesting because I feel like my whole life I've been so comfortable being sarcastic and self-deprecating and that whole entire thing, which I of course still want to be. But I really just want to move forward into like being very happy and content no matter how the world around me reacts or acts.
I think it's like when you are like super self-deprecating, even if that's something that you're just like putting out into the world as like a part of your character or as a creation, all of those things, whenever you say something about yourself, sort of becomes an affirmation. And I think that sometimes we forget that, you know, when I speak negatively to myself, I make those feelings real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if you are someone that has always had a lot of respect for yourself, being super self-deprecating, even if it's just for, you know, writing or the quality of entertainment or something like that, it really can get under your skin and it can really inform certain aspects of your life more than you think it can.
Definitely.
You know?
And even like, you know, I've been having a lot of meetings for future projects that I'm working on, and I'm like, I hate talking about myself. And like Lo's always like, stop saying that. Like, just make the decision that you do like talking about yourself and talk about yourself. Like,
well, anytime
you know,
we say something like that yeah. out loud, that becomes like, that is energy. Those words are energy. And that's a reality that even if you say, whenever we say something loud, oh, I feel fat or I feel ugly or I feel gross, just saying that out loud is confirming it to yourself that that is your reality. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yeah.
So when we all stop saying that shit out loud, suddenly you find that you feel so much better.
It's even like
every morning I've been getting up and saying out loud, today is going to be a great day. And it's really fucking helped me.
Yeah. It's even like when you're at the gym and you're exercising, and instead of being like, oh my God, why can't I do this? Or come on, hurry up. Or like, if you do this, you're going to get this. Or like, you know, being angry at yourself at the gym, or like, you have to get to this minute at this time, like changing that narrative and even just being like, wow, look at you. You're actually running this fast. Congratulations. You brought yourself here. Like, you know, you woke up early. Just really shifting how you even view, you know, yourself when you're pushing yourself to try new things or to work harder. It's like, you really do have to treat yourself with so much respect. And I think that there's so many like times throughout the day where our internal thoughts can just become so negative.
Yeah, well, I think it's up to the individual person to make the decision. Am I going to live in a positive world or am I going to live in a negative world?
Yeah.
And when you can recognize that, you're always going to choose the positive world. It just, the thing is, it takes a lot of people really long time to get to the point where they realize that they can change their perspective. It's literally just up to them.
Yeah.
It's just committing to it that's hard. You know, I think it's much easier said than done. I think some mornings for me, I know that I wake up some mornings and I'm like, come on, you just have to commit to it. And then I'll do it for a day. But then it's like, how do I keep up that momentum the day after day after day after day? And that just comes down to being
disciplined.
Like, regimented and disciplined.
Yeah.
But I also think when you have a day where you aren't feeling as accomplished as another day, it's important to recognize that you're human and you have to be kind to yourself. Think about all the days that we have in this life. If you are lucky enough to live to an old age, you get to try again every single day. And if you fuck up, it's okay. And in a week, you won't even remember what happened on that day. So I am all about these days practicing or trying to practice much more like self-love and care and just give myself a break. If I'm not performing at like the, you know, best of my abilities every single day, because the reality is if you're doing that, you're so tired, you're so stressed out and you need a break. And so if you can be more cognizant about that, it makes taking those breaks easier.
Well, even like what Greta was saying, how she was like, oh, I, you know, I'm frustrated, I don't want to do that today. But you're already thinking in the positive low by being like, it's okay that I'm frustrated and I don't want to do that today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, even like, so you're essentially just kind of answering how she's reacting to that, but in like the mindset of the positive space, which I feel like you live in that space, Lo. Like, you live in that, okay, you know what? Like, some, I'm always trying my hardest and some days aren't going to be great and I can only control like how I react to things versus, you know, the world around me. Like, I feel like you, I mean, so it seems that that's kind
of living in that world.
How you live in that world. It's definitely difficult for a lot of people. But yeah, the one thing that's been helping me do that is being like regimented, like exercising
for
every
sure.
day, even if it's just a walk or it's playing tennis or going for a run. That doesn't mean that I'm like burning X amount of calories, but just like starting like good habits like that, or like reading every day, you know, just I think like finding things that you like to do and making them a habit will help with all of that.
You You guys, I'm so excited that Kopari is now sponsoring Lady Lovin' because I love this company so much. And my favorite, well, one of my favorite products that they have is their deodorant. I just love it. I'm wearing it actually right now. It's aluminum-free and it's just the best. It's Kopari, guys. Kopari's coconut deodorant is aluminum-free deodorant that truly does not suck. Instead of plugging up your sweat glands, Kopari's deodorant takes care of any smell without messing up your body's natural patterns, because we want to be au naturel, am I right? You guys, it really works. It fights odor with plant-based actives such as sage oil and coconut oil, and it outlasts your longest days. I've actually been wearing it for the past month, and like, I truly love it. It smells so good, and I love it. It's so nice to know that what I'm wearing is like good for me, and that, you know, it's free of silicone, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and baking soda, and it's really good for me because I have super sensitive skin. So, you know, might as well sweat while knowing you're super safe. And Kopari is just the best. And if you hate it, they offer a money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to try it. So say aloha to Kopari by going to KopariBeauty.com/lovin' to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. That's Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/lovin', L-O-V-I-N, KopariBeauty.com/lovin'.
Oh my gosh, you guys, have you heard of Squarespace? Sorry, that was a really weird way to start an advertisement, but we're going to roll with it. Today's episode of Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Squarespace, you guys. Oh my gosh.
We love Squarespace.
My personal website, thelowdown.com, is built on Squarespace, and it's because I wanted to build it myself, and they make it super easy to create any website that is absolutely beautiful just in a couple of clicks. So I'm a huge fan of Squarespace because of these beautiful templates that have been created by world-class designers. It's a powerful e-commerce site that allows you to sell anything online, and you can just customize the look and feel, the settings, the products with just a couple of clicks, and everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and everyone is looking at the internet on their cell phone these days, so having your own website be mobile respondent. How do you say that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where basically like you look at a website on a phone
and it has to work.
It has to work perfectly. And everything from Squarespace does, which is so awesome. So if you want to create your own amazing store, blog, website, whatever, just head to squarespace.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, use the offer code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, to save 10% off of your purchase of a website or domain. So again, just check out at squarespace.com/lovin for a free trial. And when you're ready, just use that code LOVIN to save 10% off your first purchase. I was just going to say that, like, I have not always lived in this positive landscape, though. It is something that's
been work for you.
For me in the past, like, year or so. Like, it took me hitting emotional rock bottom and, like, literally being so depressed every day and being truly like sick and having to figure out how to contend with that to get to this place. So what I have learned definitely comes from a huge amount of experience and trial and error, and just the realization that like, if you're nice to yourself, your day will be a lot better.
Yeah. Way better. Way, way, way better. And it just takes time. It takes work. Personal work is life's work. It's the hardest work to do. And you can't just put a Band-Aid over situations and expect them to be okay. That's something that, like, you know, I'm working on with myself, is like being nicer to myself and just being generally just nicer. I'm so mean to myself, but I've gotten a lot better.
Why are you so mean to yourself?
I don't know. I've grown up in a really intense household where I was around parents that were really hard on themselves.
Yeah.
So I saw that kind of as the norm, to be hyper self-critical and like hyper self-aware.
Yeah, it was your model.
Yeah, and it was like I didn't really see anything other than that. Like my example in my home wasn't one of people like being like, tomorrow's another day. It was like every single day was like fucking high octane intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like every day was life or death in some kind of like work situation.
Whew.
That's every day for me, I think in my youth was very much like, you can do better. You know what I mean? Or you could be better. Like, that's very much like the narrative that I had in my mind in like high school that has carried me through everything, instead of like switching that a bit to like, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying like, of course you can do better. You know what I mean? Or you can try harder or study more, all of that. But like also just in a more like self-accepting, loving way.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that Nike commercial? It came out a few weeks ago with Serena Williams and her dad.
So no. Good.
It made me cry.
Actually, Hannah Chang from Mimi Chang's Dumplings sent it to us, Lo.
Oh, I haven't checked
in our group chat. Oh,
it made me cry.
What is the what is the context?
You see Serena when she's really young and her dad is coaching her, and it's like that it shows her as she gets, you know, as she advances in her career, but with her dad's voice from that same tape, like coaching her along.
Aww, cute.
And at the end, he just is like, says like, you're Serena Williams. And I think that there's such power in that, in just reminding yourself of who you are and repeating your name to yourself. And just there's so much to be validated in that and to have strength in that. And I think that that's like a really beautiful, important thing.
Yeah. Even to get everybody to a place where you're where you want it, like where you're comfortable repeating your name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to say, everybody, I am Greta Tiedemann, you know?
Yeah. Everybody is Serena Williams in their own way. You just have to recognize that within you.
Have you guys watched her documentary on HBO?
Yeah, I loved it.
So intense.
I just want to say, like, also, like, when you say to yourself, like, I am Serena Williams, it doesn't have to mean that you're like the CEO of a company or you're a tennis star. It could mean that you're a great mom and like you kick ass at putting your kids to bed every night, or, you know, like whatever it might be. Everybody is good at something.
Yeah.
Everybody has a reason to be proud of themselves and something that makes them unique and original and amazing. And it's about celebrating that no matter what it is.
Yeah. Not every single thing needs to be so profound.
Or no. Even like
small
again,
victories are the best.
And not everyone.
People like Serena Williams are like exceptional. Like you can't compare yourself to somebody like that. You know, like we are all special and unique. It doesn't, just like you said, it doesn't have to be these profound things.
I even think that career thing you said is super important, because I think that a lot of people feel like I need to be here in my career. I need to be this, you know, I need to be that because I saw it on Instagram
or
my friend,
all of us.
You know, is doing this. So I have to do this. And it's like everyone's path and everyone's journey and everyone's goal is different. And you just have to find the one that you want. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same thing that your friends have or that you see online or that, you know, is being a mom or being a CEO. You know, it's whatever you totally want that to be.
How busy we all are and how that sort of like is our social currency these days really frustrates me.
Yeah, it's shitty.
Because I like to stay home and watch TV, y'all.
Yeah, it's really nice. But it's like you're good at giving yourself the liberty to do that. So many people are not. I'm so bad at it. I am
so bad at
being like, you know what? Tonight I'm just going to stay home and take care of myself. I am so bad at that.
Time to start Netflixing.
Yeah, I am bad at that too. I'm going to start doing that though. I definitely am going to start giving myself like a day to unwind and relax.
I know, but like with comedy, it is one of those things where like I still feel like if I'm not, you know, burning the midnight oil, is that the saying?
Yeah.
That I'm not working hard enough. And it's like, it's really frustrating because there is no limit, you know?
I think it's important to give yourself time, though, and to give your mind time. I think even in the comedy career, you know, taking a night off so you can think about, you know, what you're talking about, or even so you can observe more of life so you could talk about that in your set. You know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, that's been one good thing about me moving to LA is I've definitely been able to, like, take more time for myself and have the space to take more time for myself and to sort of live in the world a bit more.
Yeah.
New York was just, especially when I moved, and it's still when I go back, I love the intensity of New York so much. That yeah, New York. That when I come to LA, I just am like, oh, I don't have that here, which almost yeah. makes me like seek it more. Do you know right, what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a bit hard for me when I've been in LA because I've been there a bunch this summer for me to get my routine down. I do not have like yeah. a good routine.
You really need to have like a car in LA, I think.
Yeah, I think it's know. It's been a bit hard having to Uber
Remember
around.
Greta got her car, her life yeah. changed.
My life changed when I got my car.
That
life
is very changed. True.
100%.
Well, guys, my Lady Lovin' this week is going to be Serena Williams.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you guys, I wish that.
I wish we had more time for a longer episode, but we don't today.
Who's
we
your guys, too. Lady Lovin'? Serena
you
Williams?
You jumped right into that, Jill. I was like, no warning.
I was ready.
I think we were ready for it, though.
Who is my Lady Lovin'? My Lady Lovin' is going to be my sister because she is working for this really cool thing called OMG WTF, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Should we tell our listeners about this?
I think we should, but I think that we should maybe wait till like next week when I can fully
talk about it. Let's do it.
I have a Lady Lovin'.
What? Who is it?
My Lady Lovin' is my new sister-in-law, Taryn.
Oh, hi, Taryn.
Hi, Taryn.
We're welcoming her into the Bosworth family. You're one of us now officially, even though she's really been one of us for many years now. But we're so excited. We love you.
Love it.
Oh, also, you guys, this is important. Stacey Abrams is running for governor of Georgia. She is the Democratic nominee, and I want to shout her out too because
go Stacy with an EY.
Yeah, she's cool and it's really exciting. I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that if Stacey Abrams were to be elected governor, she would be the first female woman of color to be governor.
Whoa,
I think that is true, but I will triple check, but I'm pretty positive.
Get it, girl.
All right. Well, this was a little, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
This is a fun app.
And we love you guys, and we'll be back next week. And you guys are great. Stay positive.
Love
positive
yourself.
Affirmations.
Love yourself.
Today is going to be a great day.
Be nice to yourself and everyone else.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.